Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hogan Gidley is with us. Mike Pence, Vice President Pence, is back in Pennsylvania today. Hogan, of course, is the National Press Secretary of the Trump 2020 campaign. Hogan, thanks for joining us in Philadelphia again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Well, I got to tell you, you have to have one of the easiest jobs imaginable, though. Joe Biden is the gift that never stops giving yesterday, right?
Oh, my goodness. It is so sad to see where the Democrat Party has gone to, and now the person who is the face of the party, he may not be the heart of the party. The heart and soul are radical leftists like Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and the like. But he has been taken over by that far left wing, and now is embracing all these radical policies and trying to come out and talk about violence after it's been occurring for 90 days. And the only thing he said was defund the police, and the police are the cause of the violence in some of these areas, calling them the enemy. I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. And so it's funny to watch the pattern of the president of the United States telling the American people, we're going to protect you, and then doing it, bringing back safety and security in so many lawless areas across this country with governors that finally let us come in and restore peace. And the Democrats say, no, 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 there's nothing to see here. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain. There's no violence. This is all peaceful. Joe Biden says it's all peaceful. And then it was just too tough to ignore. And Joe Biden came out and gave some tepid rebuke of violence, just in general terms. Didn't talk about Antifa or other things. And then the media come out and say, yeah, oh, yeah, there's a lot of violence out there, and it's all Donald Trump's fault. News for you.
Yeah,
not one of those people are a Trump supporter. Every single one of those are Biden supporters.
Hogan, even though Joe Biden has said it, even though it is logical with all that's going on with him around fracking, fossil fuels, the media here locally and maybe even across the state, now I'm not out there in Williamsport to see what they're saying, they are saying it is not factually correct, that he's never really, that's not his policy, he's not going to get rid of fracking. How are you guys, take us inside a little bit, because if you know and I know, if Pennsylvania believes he is going to curtail or get rid of fracking, it's over here in this giant electoral state. He will not
right.
win if perceptually people believe that.
Well, you don't have to worry about perception, I guess, is reality
yeah.
in a lot of ways. But let's be clear. You don't have to take my word for it. Don't take Donald Trump's word for it. Don't take the campaign's word for it. Go look and see what Joe Biden has said. Go check out Twitter. Go check out Instagram. Look at some of our social media platforms. We posted all of the times and all the ways Joe Biden said he was going to get rid of fracking. All the times he said he was going to stop permits for fracking, new permits. So he tries to thread the needle and say new permits. But without giving new permits, fracking is done in the state of Pennsylvania. I mean, that's hundreds of thousands of jobs. Joe Biden's energy policy alone would cost 10.5 million jobs to be gone in an instant because of all of the various ways the energy industry is supported by the American worker out there. And fracking is a real sticking point. And while Kamala Harris is unapologetically opposed to fracking, Joe Biden tries to thread the needle a little bit. But go back and look at him mm-hmm. on the campaign trail in the primary. He said it multiple times in various ways that fracking was going to be no more under a Joe Biden administration.
And Hogan, the other thing that I still think he has the veneer, and I know that you guys are documenting as a way to talk about it, but let's talk about it. He ends any major speech, which is rare, with saying, do I look like a left-wing sociopath who is weak on police and all the rest? You know, he comes up with that because there still is a veneer. He's hoping that somehow or another enough people remember him as the union guy Joe Biden. We know the real backstory, but there was a veneer there at one point. How do you get at that?
Well, look, a couple things. First of all, Joe Biden is very malleable. Whatever he needs to be in the political moment, he tries to be. He's been caught lying now multiple times on multiple presidential campaigns. He's not telling the American people the truth. He does want to embrace and get rid of the energy jobs, like I said, in Pennsylvania and other places. But look, again, don't take my word for it. Listen to someone who spoke at the RNC convention, a fellow named Max Alvarez, one of the most poignant moments of the entire week, that was a person who had fled communist Cuba and had to get out of the Castro regime. His friends were killed in that regime. And with tears streaming down his face, he looked at the camera and said, I've been listening to what the Democrats are saying. They want to take over health care. They want to take over education. He said, I've heard all this before. It was all in Cuba. It was all Castro. That's why I fled. While I am Cuban born, I am all American. He left communist Cuba so that he wouldn't have to deal with the socialist, Marxist, communist mentality. But he's hearing that all over again from Joe Biden and the Democrats. So that's all you need to know. They're the ones who have taken over the party, and he has embraced it and is moving right along with it and would never condemn it. Look, there's a reason these unions you just point out, for example, as Biden was an old union guy, a lot of those folks are coming out and supporting Donald Trump, especially the police unions. They used to support Biden. Now they're supporting President Trump because President Trump has their back, and they know it.
Well, Hogan, too, I am literally going to have to buy my drink from my producers, et cetera, when the FOP, I'm from a cops family. I'm waiting for the day, though. I'm told by insiders any day this week, they're going to give the endorsement to Donald J. Trump again, big time. And we know what happened, that Hillary Clinton didn't even fill out the paperwork. Biden didn't do it with the National Association of Police. And they made a big mistake here. They thought America had turned on police. And now I think the silent majority's rising up and saying, we're still with the cops.
Yeah, shocker of all shockers. Turns out the American people don't like it when looters and rioters pillage their town and burn down federal buildings and churches and completely destroy and deface property. I mean, it turns out the American people don't like that. This has never been about politics for Donald Trump. It's about the American people and making sure they are safe and secure. And while the government can overreach at times, and we can debate how the government overreaches, one of the things that they are supposed to do that I think we can all agree on is that they are supposed to protect those who can't protect themselves. And when these Democrat mayors and Democrat governors are telling police, don't do your job, let lawlessness reign, I think the American people are fed up with it. They're sick and tired of it. And when they look across the political landscape, they see a president and Donald Trump who has stood for them, will stand for them, and will always go to protect them. And someone like Joe Biden, who's been in office 50 years and has nothing to show for it. And now that he's back as the presidential nominee for the Democrats, he's embracing the defund the police movement. He's embracing the mentality that somehow the federal troops and the law enforcement, those brave men and women, are to blame for all of this. They are not. It is the responsibility of us to protect the American people, and this president is doing it. And one more point I'll make, you don't have to look far. It was Joe Biden's campaign that put up money into the fund there in Minnesota to make sure that people who committed the crimes were bailed out. Not to give money to the shop owners who lost everything, the store owner that lost everything. They chose to put their money behind the folks who committed the acts of violence, committed the acts of crime. So that's where Joe Biden stands, and we're just opposed to it.
Hey, Hogan, thank you very, very much. Continued success. Thanks for joining us today.
Anytime. Thanks so much.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.